This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The economic news of this Tuesday is brought to you by the phrase, put up or shut up. I speak here not of literal fisticuffs, but the legislative version. President Trump, as candidate Trump, talked a whole lot about a trillion-dollar plan to fix this nation's infrastructure. Details so far have been fleeting, so today congressional Democrats offered a plan of their own. Traditionally budget-conscious Republicans in Congress are skeptical of both approaches, and you throw in a report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office today forecasting steep increases in the federal debt and deficits over the next 10 years, and things get very complicated very quickly. Marketplace's Mark Garrison gets us going from New York.
Pushing forward a big infrastructure bill would mean pushing against bedrock conservative principles of limited spending and smaller government. Greg Mankiw happens to believe in those principles. He chaired President George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisers.
Could be a very big fight because Mr. Trump hasn't really come to grips yet with the long-term fiscal challenge facing the United States.
Mankiw's not against upgrading infrastructure. He's just concerned about money spent foolishly.
Most economists agree that infrastructure is a good thing if done well, and it's a bad thing if done poorly.
Getting a deal through a Republican Congress won't be easy.
It really is going to depend on how they design the plan.
Veronique DeRougie is senior fellow at the Mercatus Center.
I can see Republicans going along with it if they're sold with the idea that most of it is going to be through tax credits.
That's facing opposition from Democrats who worry that offering tax incentives to the private sector will lead to projects that won't meet America's needs.
Those are going to skew towards much larger urban areas that are wealthier, that have a large pool of people who have the resources to pay for the tolls.
Kevin DeGood directs infrastructure policy for the Center for American Progress.
Many of the communities that believed in President Trump and thought that he was going to try to deliver for them are going to find themselves left by the side of the road.
Trump hasn't even put out a complete plan yet, but the battle in Washington is already underway. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.